The problem is when you say we're recording this, is that we all clam up and we go, we have nothing to talk about.
We have no topics.
We have nothing to talk about. Do you want to lead us, or do you?
I'm just trying. I got these out, man. I'm like, the allergies are starting to pick up now.
Yeah, no, I've been sneezing nonstop.
And, so I'll probably be coughing and sneezing a bit during this show. We'll see what happens.
We could do the show on NyQuil. That would be fun.
I thought you were going to say, because of that, you're going to sound mumbly and phlegmy, because that's different than every other week.
Mumbly. Hold on, I need a sip of water.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! Forget it! Anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Making time, shooting line.
This is Radio for Winners, another episode, another week.
Ooh.
It's been quite a week, though.
It's been a crazy week.
Man.
I guess before we get started. Before we get started. Hey, Abe Lincoln, everybody. Wow. I just saw this commercial. It's like a Gerber baby insurance commercial. I'm not sure what Gerber
baby.
Oh,
where
baby.
All the families are sitting around on a play
and
date.
She's like, I don't even know where to start.
Oh, well, we know where to start. We've done the Gerber Baby Life program.
That it's one? Also yeah, a life insurance policy like, in case our baby dies a horrible death.
I wouldn't even know That's where to said. Start.
Gerber will pay you $7 in diapers for the rest of your life.
If your baby dies, which is weird because why would you need the diapers? It's a poorly designed program. We admit it.
That and Gerber doesn't make diapers. They make baby food.
Don, where can people see us this week? How can they catch? I'm sorry. I'm having an off day already. It's Saturday afternoon that we're recording this, and I'm already kind of like.
I think what you're looking for is where can people find us? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
You can take a look
at us. Where can people hear us this week on this podcast?
Take a look at us on Facebook at Facebook Radio for Winners. You can also take a look at us on Twitter at RFW Show. And you can email us at rfwshow@gmail.com. Is that what you're looking for?
Perfect, Don.
Oh, yeah, don't forget. I missed two things. Oh, my goodness. iTunes, search for us there.
Please rate us.
Rate us. And they may even have a review. Just a nice review.
It would be nice if we actually had somebody review us. And you can also get us at podbean.com/radioforwinners. Take a look at us there as well.
Is that actually it?
Or is it doesn't matter.
RadioForWinners.podbean.com.
Because honestly, it's kind of a stupid thing we're pointing out where to find the podcast. As if you were listening to the podcast, you found it.
I guess we just want people to like us on Facebook.
Just
right?
I just want people to like me. Period. So if you guys would just kind of hang out, I'm always looking for things to do, and I have a lot of free time on my hands.
Yeah, go to Facebook.
And
go to Facebook. Well, and like
just, I'm
there.
Looking at like other people have podcasts, and they had like 250 listeners or 250 likes, I guess. I just want to beat these other local podcasts.
I love looking at the
and
stats.
And also, there's a guy who has, and before we get to the stats, which are very, very sad for us, before we get to that, like there's with the Spartan races that I'm obsessed with,
yeah, here we go.
They have these guys who are the... the elites. These are guys that they're actually sponsored to do these races, and they have their own like race like page where it's like, you know, Bob Smith elite obstacle racer, and those guys have more likes than we do, and it's like who's following somebody that does like a
but who's sponsoring an elite obstacle course racer?
It's got to be the obstacle course companies, right?
Like Reebok actually.
Oh crap. Reebok is sponsoring an obstacle course.
Reebok actually bought the Spartan race, so they actually own the Spartan race now. So now it's Reebok Spartan race. So they started sponsoring a few people. I don't think these guys get paid any money, like real serious money. But you know, they get, I guess they get like,
hey, any money is good money.
Like they get, I think they get their travel to these races reimbursed. I think they get the entry to the races reimbursed. And then also, I think they have like certain sponsorships with like whey protein kind of places and certain shoe deals. Like
why don't we put it out there now? We're looking for sponsors for our show because there are a couple pieces of equipment that we would like to buy, like wireless microphones. If we had wireless microphones, can you imagine what we would be able to do?
We would be able to sit a little farther apart than we are right now. I'm literally sitting on Tony's lap as we record this week.
Next thing you know, we get an email. Radio for Winners now sponsored by Turtle Wax. We have a table full of Turtle Wax that we can't do anything.
I don't quite know why we did this sponsorship, but... Thank you, Turtle Wax.
Thank you, Turtle Wax. We appreciate it.
So with the stats.
Yeah. They're horrible.
I haven't seen the actual stats. I just see look at them.
Oh, they're amazing. We were up this week.
Where are we?
We were up in, I don't know, reach. And then
the Facebook thing? Yeah. I don't even pay attention.
But even the reach isn't that odd. No, it's like, instead of reaching 40 people this week, you reached 46.
But when we launched it, it was just so exciting. It's like, wow, look at all these people we're reaching. We're up like 350% and all this stuff. And then it's like the next week we're like, you're down 8,000,000%. It's the most depressing thing ever. Why would I care about stats of a Facebook page?
I don't know.
But apparently they've lured me in. They have lured.
You're hooked. You don't actually use your own Facebook page at all.
I post nothing on my Facebook page.
I don't do it either, actually.
Or your Twitter. Neither of these things you actually use.
Well, I did start a Twitter account, and I haven't tweeted anything.
Yeah, I know.
You actually started a Radio for Winners Twitter.
I did.
I think it's Don at Radio for Winners.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
It's still
like
the stupid egg picture, and there's no tweets.
Because I don't know what to tweet about.
Just tweet about stuff related to the show.
Just take pictures of meals you liked and talk about current events.
I wish I ate regular meals and I would take pictures of that. But yeah,
Don only eats food pellets.
I should post something, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you tweet often?
I know that no one's reading it. I have like 13 followers and all of them are people I know in real life.
But I guess that should make me feel better about tweeting is that nobody's reading
it. Or have anything important to say.
But that should make me feel, but I don't know to tweet from the Radio from Winners page or tweet from my own and then link it up to the Radio for Winners page.
I would just, if you're going to tweet for the Radio for Winners, go for it. All I ever do is put up that there's a show.
I never tweet from that page. So if you want to tweet, if you want to take it over and start tweeting.
No, I don't want to take it over, but at the same
time. Just a whole bunch of pictures of my dick.
We're not. We are not going to get anybody to listen to this show if you don't do any sort of promotion.
Yeah, I'm not good at the promoting aspect.
We know, Tony.
Or the radio part. We're bad at every part of this.
That's not my strong suit.
No.
Not my strong suit.
Podcasting and promotion.
Are our microphones actually our really hooked suits. Up? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, this might be recorded. We'll see.
We'll see
what happens.
All right, what's going on?
Last night, my wife is out of town. She's visiting a friend in California, so I was riveted by the end of, not necessarily the end of the investigation, but at least the capture of suspect two.
Terrorism in Boston. Capture of suspect number
two. This is how geeked out by it I was. I had the TV on mute, like on CNN. And then I went on Twitter and I looked up Scanner, and it basically has like the Boston police scanners you can actually listen to. Them talking about. So I was listening to that last night and then watching TV. And it was actually, pretty interesting. You know, it was pretty riveting for the first like...
he packed a bat in the ad!
Half an hour.
Boat's in the ad!
It was a lot of thick...
It's like I'm really there.
A lot of thick Boston accents. And, so, I was watching that. That conclusion, then went to sleep. I know that was basically my night last night, but a crazy week there. And it actually took me back to when we went to Boston because I love the city of Boston. We've been there a few times,
love it.
I remember my first trip was actually I went with a friend, and then we went up there and we actually ran into Don.
Hey,
and his wife, had given him like a trip.
I'm a big Red Sox fan, so we went up there. Her a friend of hers, uncle. Used to write for the Boston Globe, and now he's apparently the editor of the Boston Globe, but he got us Boston Globe box seats at Fenway, and we saw Cal Ripken's last series up at Fenway, so it was Orioles, Red Sox, and then one of the most amazing things I've ever done. Did you go with us to the Sam Adams Brew Tour?
We did not, no.
No, but that, you get up at like, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, and then you have to be there by 8, and they only do it like I think once a month. We just happen to be there at the right time, but you take a tour of this brewery, and nobody really gives a rat's ass about how the beer's made.
Look at all this hops.
Yeah,
this is fascinating. Where's the taste testing portion? Yeah. I don't care about the rest of this at all. Can I skip it?
Well, that's the point, is that you go to the taste testing portion, and it's essentially, it's a bar and it's dark. There's no windows. They have light, obviously, and they just keep pouring pitchers of beer, and they come over.
There's no light and no windows. You're just in the dark and they hand you liquids.
It's like being back in colonial times up in Boston. But you get there and it's like they just give you this little shot glass and they pitchers of beer, and then you start pouring it and you're like, oh, this is great. Next thing you know, you're shit faced drunk and
at 9 a.m.
you walk outside.
I call that Saturday.
It really was. And you go to like a Denny's and get like some food. That's essentially what we did. But yeah, we went out with you, I think one of those nights while we were up there in Boston.
That's when I had, and I'm still, I think, what was that, like 2000 or 2001?
2001.
Okay. So I still have a grudge against one of Don and Val's friends from that, from 2001.
You should make up a name because we do like when you make up names.
We'll call him Steve.
Is that actually his name?
His name actually was.
That would make it very obvious.
I will call him the cocksucker that didn't buy me a round of beer.
Wow.
I wonder what you're mad about him about.
Wow. So we get to this bar.
Is that a made-up name?
because if that's his actual name.
My Christian name.
If that's his actual name, his parents hate him.
So we're there. We're at this bar. I think there's like five or six of us. I can't remember the exact number. But
it was about that, yeah.
Essentially, everyone bought a round of beers for the rest of the people there. We get to this guy, and he's like, oh, no, I'm done drinking. Well, yeah, you might be done drinking, but do you notice the seven beers you got for free or the four beers you got for free? And I'm still holding a grudge now 12 years later because I think the etiquette for that is even if you don't don't want to drink anymore, you at least buy.
I'm done drinking, but let me buy everybody around since I drank.
Well, that's better than doing the group. Everyone throws in money at the end of the night, and you're always like, someone really paid less than they should. I went out with a bunch of friends watching College Park, and we did wings and beer, and we were there for like 4 hours. And these two guys who I knew, like friends of a friend, I'm gonna make up names and call them Steve also because that's actually his name, and this guy Josh. And they went and they ate like, a bunch of wings and a bunch of beer, and they throw $4 down at the end of the night. And I'm like, what the hell's that? They're like, it's $4. I'm like, well, yeah, I got that. I understand currency. Why are you only paying $4? And he's like, I only had a couple wings. And I was like, you ate wings all night long and you at least had one beer. That's worth more than $4.
I love how they're keeping track of the wing count.
He goes, oh, fine. And he throws another dollar on the table. And I was like, get out. Just get out. I still bring that up every time I run into those two guys.
Why do you still hang out with them? Or they were in my wedding.
I don't have a lot of friends. I can't cut anyone out.
It was my best man in the wedding. What do you get you as a wedding present? $4 worth of wings.
An IOU.
I had a friend that we went to dinner with another couple. It was six of us. Each one had their girlfriend with them. And this guy was like, he's just a real douchebag. He was kind of guy. I guess maybe he was trying to impress his girlfriend, but he's like ordering like very expensive wine. And then like the other friend is like an extremely cheap guy. So one of those guys I would throw down $4
for like and keep the wing count. I didn't eat all the meat on that wing, so I put it back. So I'm only going to pay a 50 cents.
I would like a 1968 bottle of Boone's Farm.
So do you have a bottle that has a skull on it somewhere? That's the kind I like.
Raspberry flavor.
So the cheap guy still to this day will like complain about the friend that we're not even friends with anymore about how like, yeah, I had to pay $36 for a bottle of wine. And it was like, he keeps going. Like that's like the first thing he brings up whenever I see him is about it, how much he has.
Does that
spend.
Annoy you?
It does because.
But you just said that you're still holding a grudge over a guy who didn't buy a round of beers from 12 years ago.
That's true.
And we're talking about Boston. Let me tell you about my story from Boston. This guy didn't buy us a round
of
beers.
Tony is a walking enigma.
Well, no, because before this guy left for the Peace Corps, a cheap guy.
Before he left to serve our country.
He went to the Peace Corps. He took me out to lunch for sushi. And I didn't want him to pay for it because I eat a lot of sushi when I go out for sushi. I usually eat like, $25-$30 worth of sushi.
Wow.
I always order way too much because you think you're like, man, I'm going to eat all the sushi. But after five pieces, I'm like, I'm actually pretty full. Yeah. I'm glad I ordered seven more rolls.
Not Tony.
I ordered them. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, absolutely. Even when I get full, I'm like, I got to finish it.
Keep rolling that fish there, cowboy.
I know this son of a bitch is going to his friends and go, I can't believe and he paid for me. And I know he's going to his friends going, this guy ate $32 worth of sushi. Like, I know he's doing that.
And a bottle of
Boone's
Farm.
Except now he's in the Peace Corps, so he's telling people that don't speak English.
He's like telling some dude in the Sudan. Like, hey, I don't know what sushi is, dude. I've been eating bugs for the last...
He's over there in the Sudan saying, man, before I left to come here, I bought this guy $32 worth of sushi.
These starving people in a village. Just like,
I only get to have water once every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, this guy had $32 worth of sushi.
Let me tell you about my problems. Have you ever been to Boston other than that time?
We did. We actually, Jeremy and I and a few other guys went up to Boston.
Well, how did I not get invited?
I don't know. Exactly.
We don't like you. No, I don't remember how we went. Well, I do remember how the trip happened. So we were out at a regular night of drinking, and much like any time we've come up with a plan when Tony's involved, you're at 1 a.m. everyone comes up with a stupid idea. Like one time we were like, hey, let's drive to the beach, even though we've been drinking for 4 hours. So we drove to the beach.
What the hell was wrong
to watch
with you?
The sunrise.
And we were all drunk, right? Even the person driving was
yeah, it was me
drunk.
It was wait, a bad wait, call
wait, can I get a timeout real fast? Did you just say that you were drunk 4 hours in, you decided to go to the beach?
Well,
to
I
see
had
the
stopped
sunrise?
Drinking for about
no,
an
no,
hour
no,
and
no,
then
no,
we,
no,
yeah.
No, 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 you went to the beach to see a sunrise with a bunch of dudes.
And my girlfriend at the time. No, she was there. unfortunately.
Yeah, she was. She actually drove, I believe.
She drove us there. I had to drive home because we woke up in a field.
Yeah, she's an amazing lady.
I don't want to talk about
she's driven you and everybody else home.
Oh, no, not my current wife.
Oh, well, now this
she's incredible. I mean, I was talking to my ex-girlfriend, who's not incredible.
My bad. My bad. But there was a bunch of dudes that decided, hey, you know, it'd be great if we just go see the sunset down at the beach.
And that's actually exactly what happened. We all thought it was the best plan. And we, we wanted to watch a meteor shower.
Do you remember what month it was?
It was cold.
It was February. Who goes to the beach at like 4 or 5 in the morning?
The moment we got there, at like 5 in the morning or whatever. And as soon as we got out of the car, we're like, we're stupid. Why are we here? We're the stupidest people.
Man, we can go to Layton's and play some skee ball.
But nothing's open because it's February. So I guess we'll just drive home.
Layton's always
I think we did stop at a Hardee's on the way back.
Come on.
I pulled over and we slept in on like a side road because everyone was really tired.
We did, didn't we?
For a couple hours. Anyway, so one in the morning come with really stupid ideas. But the good thing is normally they're long-term plans, so everyone forgets about them, or they wake up the next day and they're like, I can't believe I thought that was a good idea. But Tony follows through with all of these. Yeah. So we're like, dude, we got to go to Boston. I've heard Boston's an awesome city. We'll go see a baseball game. Blah. And the next day he's like, all right, guys, I got us rooms in Boston for a month from now. We're like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, remember last night we were going to go to Boston? So I got us a hotel room.
And this was all before you could like do all that stuff on your cell phone. Like you just
Yeah, no, he went home and, I mean, I'm sure it was all online then still. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he
didn't do it on his phone, like right then and there.
He went home. I mean, probably the next morning, he was like, I think those guys really want to go to Boston. And he did. He got us a hotel room, a really nice hotel room.
It was actually,
the most expensive hotel I've ever been in. And we literally did nothing in Boston for 4 days and 3 nights.
Well, let's talk about the entire trip. So we get up there, and I think I was looking for...
Okay, first off, you had a... you got MapQuest directions or something? You had some directions you got online because it was before you had phones that had all the maps on it.
1999.
So we're driving around, and we drive through the middle of Boston where we assume everything is, and he's like, no, it's not here. The maps just keep going. And we end up driving out of the city and into... what was the
I feel like it was Roxbury.
Roxbury.
It was they should have just called it Dangerous People Reside Here. Please go away.
There was a school, elementary school in a strip mall next to a hair cuttery.
Whoa.
Not a hair cuttery, though. It's like, Shaquan's hair. and so we put up on the address.
A lot of morals painted.
Murals,
yeah.
Hey, Tony, say ambulance.
I can't say that word.
You can't say ambulance?
Ambulance.
Ambulance. Ambulance.
Anyway, so we get to this place that we're like, man, this is I thought this was like a 4-star hotel you got us booked in, Tony. Where are we? And it's like this rundown house that we pull up next to that looks like an old barn. Imagine the address, and Tony's like almost like pale and white, and he's like, this is not what it looked like online. This is not right. I don't know where this is.
That's because it's a barn.
So we're looking at it, we're like, God, this is horrible. And so I think one of the other guys in the car is like, let me call the hotel. And he calls the hotel, and we hear a few things, and the guy's like, oh, sir, you appear to be in Roxbury. I highly recommend get out of Roxbury. So we end up finding the actual right hotel, and we get there. And there's a valet, and we're like four guys crammed into, I don't even know what kind of car it was, but it wasn't a nice car. It was like coming up with like an old beat-up Sentra.
Whose car was it?
Tony's car at the time.
What was your first car?
It's probably a Mirage.
Remember
it was
the
four
Mirage.
Of us pull up in this car, and the valet comes, and everyone else is like in suits, and they look like the Monopoly guy with monocles and the like snifters of expensive liquor, and we're like, oh yeah, we're wearing like sports jerseys and t-shirts, and we all
with
get out of the car
with monocles?
With like a backpack or a suitcase, and one dude has all of his
Gums
clothes.
Gums Presley
came with us, and he has all of his clothes in a fucking trash bag. And so he hands it to the valet guy, who just like throws it on the cart.
Did he not own a suitcase?
And then he brought all his clothes. And I don't mean like oh, it was a grocery store plastic bag. It was literally a black trash bag.
Safeway.
so like pretty much every night we would go through, we could come back to this hotel like hammered.
The only reason we wanted to go was to drink in Boston. There was no other. I mean, the baseball thing we said so we wouldn't feel quite so stupid driving 8 hours to drink. But that was the whole plan. We were like, oh, we're going to do is drink for 4 days in Boston. I've heard it's an awesome time.
Was there a baseball game going on in Ocean City when you decided to drive?
No. We just wanted to watch a meteor shower. See the sunrise.
Bunch of dudes sitting up in a lifeguard chair watching a meteor shower.
It was a poorly thought out trip.
Why didn't I get invited to go to Ocean City, and why didn't I get invited
to
go to...
Well, Ocean City was that night. Like, if you weren't with us that night, you didn't go to Ocean City.
Yeah, if you were there, you would have been invited.
And, you, and if you were there, you probably would have said, no, that's retarded.
You guys shouldn't drink and drive 4 hours.
By the way, what route did you take where it took you four hours to get to Ocean City?
No, it was two. It wasn't 4 hours. I mean, my time's all thrown off. But we definitely stopped and got food at some point, and then we went to the beach.
Mm, yeah.
It was real smart. So, yeah, so we're in this really expensive hotel, and all we want to do is walk around Boston and go to different bars to drink. The first night, I know we went to a dance club, which is bad because none of us dance or no, like dance fun. Music. But we all danced, which is the best part of that.
Did we dance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all danced.
That whole time period gets very cloudy.
And attempted to attempted to be normal, and it went horribly wrong because we also had our friend John with us, who is a little awkward.
John will eventually make an appearance on the show. We're trying to get a whole segment, possibly a whole show for John, so we can kind of really dissect the personality.
He's like a special correspondent to the Radio for Winter show? Or
He's like an expert.
He's special.
In a few fields.
What expert? Okay. Well, we'll get to that, like I said, at a later time.
But anyway, so we go out every night, and we come in at like 2:30 in the morning.
I'm just trying to picture all the people that are dressed as in Red Sox jerseys with monocles.
Not Red Sox jerseys. They're in like
the people there were like very well dressed. We were the ones that, jerseys and
they were all wearing like tuxedos. This was really an expensive hotel.
Did you stay on a Monopoly board or what?
I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember the name, but it was probably like
the Omni up there. And
it might have been the Omni actually. That sounds right.
No, I think that's where you stayed.
You're right. We stayed
at a different place, but I want to call it like the Fremont Hotel. Maybe
I don't know. Really nice, but. So yeah, all we did was we came back in every night at like 2:30 in the morning with like a 24 pack of cans of beer and like some pizza from down the street, and you could tell everyone in the hotel's like, oh.
Delivery for the room with the gentleman with the trash bag and laundry. Room 234.
Well, so we were there from what, Thursday to Monday, I think, from Friday to Monday. And
good Lord.
Sunday night, nothing happens.
Friday to Monday?
Yeah. We were there 4 days, 3 nights. We didn't. We had tickets for a Red Sox game, but it was rained out, so we just sold the tickets for somebody on the street.
So you never went to the Red Sox game?
Because it was canceled when we were there. The next day, we could have gone, but we were going home.
Did you go the time that we were there?
We did, yeah. We did. Okay. We had to sit out in the bleacher seats. We didn't have the expensive Don seats that are...
not bad. You should hang out with my friends, Monocle Twins.
Maybe you should have like said, "Hey, I have club seats. If you want to come up to the club where we're going to be eating lobster and watching the baseball game."
First off, if you've been to Fenway Park, if you were to walk past it,
If
you were to walk past it on a street, you would be like, "Wow, look at this two-story warehouse that's just sitting here." Like it's not like a stadium look because it's dug into the ground. And there at the time there was no club level. I don't know if they even still have one. I mean, the stadium was built back in like the early 1900s. We had box seats, and they're different than club level. We actually sat the third base side, probably like 10-15 rows back. I mean, we weren't going to any sort of special club. It's not like the modernized stadiums of today. I mean, there's lead paint and asbestos all over the place. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the other thing I remember about Boston was that when we got there the first day, you were like, "Guys, last time I came here, I met out with this chick at this piano bar. It's incredible. We got to go to this piano bar." I forgot the name of the place. And we get there. And at first, there's nobody there at all. So we're the only four guys hanging out there. And then slowly, it fills up more and more.
You're the only four guys there, and it's the same girl that's there.
It's all guys.
Whoa.
It's all guys playing, like listening to someone just play piano and make it out nicely. And Tony's like, I don't think this is the right place. So I'm pretty sure Tony went to Boston in 2000 and made out with a dude all night.
That's why he flew to Vegas the following week.
The piano bar was great, though. It's a nice bar.
So you had been there before.
I had been there, yeah. I didn't realize it was a gay piano bar, but I guess I don't know how many straight piano bars there are. I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it.
All these chicks look like Freddie Mercury. I'm not really sure what's going on.
I'm pretty sure my friend and I went there that we met up with a couple chicks. They were real hot. They were real nice. And they're definitely girls. I didn't make out with them, though. I think my friend hooked up. And that's why I was like, well, if he can hook up, then I'll be able to hook up. So then we go there. And of course, it's just the bartender who's winking at us. That's been my Boston trips. Oh, yeah. The last night we went to a regular bar, but apparently down in the basement.
Well, that's because on Sundays, nothing was open. We thought we were like, oh, man, tonight's going to rule and everything's closed.
No bars were open.
Yeah. I mean, there's some bars, but most of them weren't open on Sundays. And the only one we found was kind of close to the hotel, and it was like a The upstairs was just a bar, but the downstairs had that comedy festival or something.
Yeah, it was like an open mic. I think it was just like an open mic of a bunch of like Boston comedians. And there was actually one guy who I think we later saw in Last Comic Standing. Okay. Yeah, and he was like, you know, a notorious like boss. I can't remember the guy's name. But like the
Dennis
other guys,
Leary.
We were hammered at this point, and we had all these comedians who were like, I don't know. I think that's, they were trying to make fun of us, but instead of making fun of us, we were just screaming back at them. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we were idiots, but we got there. That's partly the story. The first part is we were there, and there was two kind of hot bartenders.
Yeah.
And we were four. All of us were single at that point, so we decided that we were going to try to convince the hot bartenders to hang out with us that night.
Oh, yeah.
So at first they were kind of like...
I'm sure that they've never been propositioned that way before.
Oh, and ever. I guarantee they had... Yeah, I'm not saying that was a groundbreaking plan. It's a horrible plan. But at the time, we thought it was a good idea.
We were at a Hooters.
And I told her that I could get her a better life. Well, no, so we're trying to... We were like, oh, yeah, you know, and so how do you impress a bartender? And our answer was to drink as much as we could. So at first they were like, God, these guys drink a lot. And then obviously after like... So many drinks, you're like, oh, these guys don't look drunk. These guys are ridiculous. Yeah. And that's when the comedians came up and we were being loud. And the one guy came over and the guy that was on Last Comic Standing or whatever said like, hey, you guys, you should know my aunt called from Philly. She said you could keep it down a little bit. And you turned around and you were just like, that's horrible. That's the worst joke. And you grabbed some other guy's name tag. That was Lou Wins.
Lou Wins.
And all he kept doing was staring at the guy in the name tag and laughing and going, Lou, Lou Wins, Lou. Stupidest thing ever. It apparently made them very mad.
It made them very upset. So we didn't get in a fight or anything, but it was
no, that, no, because we were four
that was,
really drunk
was that
people.
Before or after you attempted to start doing stand-up?
That was actually before, a couple years. Actually, no, I think I'd done it a little bit, but not...
It was before the bigger period, that time when I was around when you did stand-up.
Yeah, so I wasn't really fully involved in stand-up.
But you decided you did so well in the audience that maybe you would attempt to do it on stage.
Well, no, I just saw how unfunny.
Is that why that one show that I went to that you went up there, the only jokes you told were Lou Wins.
No one laughed. It was really funny in Boston. Here it's horrible.
I killed in Boston.
Oh, man. So that wraps up our... Have you been back to Boston since then?
I have not. No, I want to go back, but... Be Boston strong, Boston.
This is where Don would be like, we should plan a trip to Boston.
We should take the show on the road. If we had sponsors, we could take the show on the road. With our wireless mics, we could go do the show on the road.
I did go to Boston again after the trip we went. But I went at that point with a guy I used to be in a band with. And a girl he was kind of seeing who was going to school up there, which is why we went down to visit her. And my ex-girlfriend, the same one that we drove to the beach with.
He lost me. I'm really confused.
I'll draw a chart.
I think I...
It was four of us. It's me, a guy I'm in a band with, my girlfriend at the time, and a girl he's dating.
Where does the girl that Tony made out with the mustache at the piano bar come to play?
She had the roughest hands. It was very hot.
I was really attracted to her because she beat me in arm wrestling. So I was like, that's the kind of girl that can turn me on.
My second Boston trip was not fun, though. All we did was fight the entire time. Mm. And not even, like, just public, awful fights. It was really bad. That was the beginning of the end. And on that note, I'm going to stop talking.
On that note, it wraps up Radio for Winners. Actually, we are coming to an end of the episode. One thing I did that did annoy me about this past week is the people that always, like, write... on Facebook. There's this person, this woman who's just, she's a very nice woman. I think she's like a coworker of mine.
Not even sure who she is.
I used to work with her.
But I know she's a very nice
she's
woman.
Still not with the same, she's not even with the same company any longer. But she's always the one that like updates those, you know, there's like those mass kind of like Facebook updates where they're like, if you have a cousin, you know that cousins are the most important people in the world. Your cousins were your first best friends. Your cousins know your crazy family. If you love your cousins...
Repost this 45 times.
Exactly. So she's one of those ladies. She's always doing it. So she had one where it was like, retweet for respect. This girl here who's running in this picture below, she was killed in the killed in the marathon bombings. She was running that marathon for the kids for Newtown. And it's like, well, first off, there was no, that little girl wasn't killed. That's not even a picture from the marathon. That girl wasn't.
It's a girl at the zoo.
That little girl wasn't killed. She wasn't in the marathon. It's just like, she's like one of those people where it's like, well, don't you realize like that's not even what you're putting up there is not
first
even
thing
facts.
I do go to Snopes, and I always look at Snopes and like, no, that's not even remotely close to being true.
It's just very, it's very,
I liked it last night. Everyone did post on Facebook. Like, that's the, I don't get my news any other way. So when everyone's like, hey, they caught the guy, they had to make sure they posted on Facebook so everyone knew in case you didn't have a TV or a radio.
I have a guy that too. He's constantly putting like breaking news. I'm like, dude, do you not think we knew about this like 2 hours ago?
Did you guys hear about what happened in Boston? It's crazy.
No, what happened? I don't understand.
No one posted about it on Facebook. I have no idea.
Thank you, Facebook. Thank you. Well, that ends another episode of Radio for Winners.
Thanks for tuning in.
And make sure you please like us on Facebook. Please like us.
Don't repost that we ran the marathon in support of anybody. We're all alive.
Of any money?
Any money. No, anybody. We're all alive and we are on Facebook.
I ran the Boston Marathon for any money.
Two tickets to paradise. Two tickets. Hold on 1 second. Oh, hold on. My bad.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Gonna be probably one of the best shows we've ever done, and honestly, it's because of you two. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy that's happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right, this is it's got off to an amazing start.
It's amazing start.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.